U.S. senators warn of national security risk from Chinese-backed parcel carriers. Chinese-backed parcel carriers are rapidly gaining market share in the U.S. logistics industry, putting pressure on established players like FedEx and UPS. The ultra-low-cost business model offered by these carriers is making it difficult for American companies to compete, with some saying they are taking away jobs by offering below-cost pricing. Some analysts argue that characterizing Chinese-influenced couriers as a security threat overstates the problem and is a way to appeal to America-first tendencies. However, others contend that these alternative carriers are indeed posing a national security risk due to their use of unfair foreign subsidies, vast amounts of granular data, and shady import practices. The Arkansas senator has complained that U.S. incorporated companies have infiltrated the U.S. to provide cross-border logistics services for e-commerce platforms like Shein and TikTok Shop. Other carriers of concern include Canada-based UniUni, Indonesia's JNT Express, which counts Chinese multinational technology conglomerate Tencent as an investor, and Zhongteng subsidiaries UniExpress and Suro Logistics. The use of independent master contractors and app-based gig drivers by these carriers is also a point of contention, with some arguing it undermines the traditional delivery business model. Startup parcel carriers began proliferating 5 years ago on the back of the pandemic-fueled e-commerce boom as Chinese marketplaces took advantage of an overlooked import loophole to rapidly ramp up B2C sales in the U.S. The issue has been brought to light by a coalition of regional U.S. parcel carriers, including Hovership, which is working behind the scenes to bring attention to the problem on Capitol Hill.